We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're in the middle of a great story. Daf Nun Tes in the Gemara Brachos, page Kuf Dalet Amud Beis in the standard editions. We'll start the story again. Rabbi Sheila. There's a rabbi named Rabbi Sheila. Nagde. He whipped. He hit. He gave lashes. Lahu Gavra to a certain person. De Baal Zona. That was intimate with a prostitute. So he brought him to court and gave him lashes. Achal Beikulza Beimalka. So what did the guy do? He walked out of Rabbi Sheila's court, went to the Romans, and started snitching on Rabbi Sheila. Amar, so he went to the Romans and said, Ika Gavra Chad Bihudai. There is a man among the Jews, Didain Dina, that is ruling, ruling a court, giving judgment, Bilo Humana Demalka. And he doesn't have the permission from the king. You haven't given him the license. And he's giving rulings. Shadar alei pustika. So they sent him the policeman. They brought in Rabbi Sheila. So Rabbi Sheila gets summoned. Throughout Jewish history, rabbis were reported. You know, Rav Soloveitchik was put in an insane asylum for a month. Some of his constituents didn't like what he had to say. So they got the Russian authorities to put him in an insane asylum. Yosha Ber Soloveitchik had constituents who didn't like him, so they stick the IRS on him. So he spent a good year in court. At the conclusion, the judge said, in his whole life, he doesn't remember anyone so honest. But that was very nice. He had to burn a year of his life. So the rabbis always, I don't know about always, but very often they had a really tough time with their people. So here, this guy doesn't like what Rabbi Sheva does. He reports him to the Romans. They send the police after him. Ki'ata, they bring him before a judge. So the court asked him, why did you give lashes to that man? He said, well, he was intimate with a mule. So that the Romans were okay with. You know, if he was intimate with a mule, then you could give him lashes, then we're okay. Amgulayit lachsadi, they asked Rabbi Sheila, do you have witnesses? Amaluin, he said, yeah, sure I do. Ata Eliyahu, Zal. So Eliyahu, we know Eliyahu became an angel, and Eliyahu appears every so often when necessary. Itamilu kinish vasit, Eliyahu showed up and appeared like a Roman. He walks in and says, I saw it, and he stands before the court and testifies. Oh boy. Amulei yachi barkat lahu. So they asked Rabbi Sheila, then why didn't you kill him if you saw him doing that? You should have killed him. So they asked Rabbi Sheila, why didn't you kill him? Amalahu anan mioma de galinan me'arin. So Rabbi Sheila said, from the day we were exiled from our land, let lanu shut le miktal. We don't have a right to kill. Our courts don't execute ever since we've been exiled. Atun mai debitun avidubei. But you can do whatever you want. And we'll continue the story, B'zachem, next week. We're out of time. It's time for Maariv.